human being.
Oh,
spirit to cross my heart and one forever. A citizen of Brooklyn. Depart and dress.
This is
it has too many glass skyscrapers filled with cardboard people. The journey to work is as miserable and depressing as possible. It's pure madness. New York City is relentlessly strangling itself, says Authority on Urban Civilization Lewis Mumford. Thank you.
It's one of the things that attracted me to this whole project was that I wanted a chance to explore image manipulation in television. To me, one of the big problems as a filmmaker is in terms of editing, in terms of matting, in terms of distortions and that type of thing. It's a very long-term, clumsy process. But I saw in this project that a lot of these things can be done with considerable more ease, even though it takes an organization.
There's a lot of film. Not all of it is yours.
Oh, by no means. In fact, see, not all the film here is mine in any sense. I helped to select some of the newsreel material, but I didn't edit all of it by any means. And yet the overall concept, I would say, grew out of the three of us who originally discussed the various possibilities.
We're going to have the pleasure of hearing two of the Farbenman works on camera three, as well as the cantata. One is a concerto for solo saxophone.
Yes,
if that is correct title for me.
Well, concerto for alto saxophone with string orchestra. This is a work that is actually a larger three-movement concerto. We've done a very small bit of it, perhaps 2.5 minutes, a condensation of some of the cadenza, more brilliant writing of the piece. And the saxophone is an instrument to me that has long been identified with what I would consider to be true American music, the jazz idiom. And it has for me always a particular American sound, and it's an instrument that's very somewhat neglected by our so-called, quote, serious, unquote, composers. And I love the sound of the saxophone. It's a tremendously expressive instrument to me, and so I decided to write a concerto for it. And this was written in partially in Germany over Christmas 1964, I think, when I was there conducting. And it was recorded eventually, and Victor Marasco, who plays it, does a fantastic job on it. He's a superb player.
A portion of Concerto for Alto Saxophone and String Orchestra. Film backgrounds by Ed M. Schwiller. Was taken from a newspaper article.
This particular song is about civil rights, and Reverend V.H. Cross, who talks about the four Negro girls who were killed in a church that was bombed in Alabama. And he wrote he spoke a very moving sermon, and it moved me enough to want to compose a work on his words, and I did. And I'm very pleased with that particular song. It's just for vibraphone and mezzo alone.
One of the leaders of the NFWA. any reflections of his physical prosperity and security of any sort.
Lawns.